Hi, welcome to the Theme Park Trader Podcast with your hosts, Ryan and Dan.
Hello.
This week we are... Hello.
That's really weird.
What was that? Light lounge. Hello. This week we are reading out... We are reading out reviews...
It's all going wrong, isn't it?
It really is. Reading out reviews, poor reviews, of Portland's Park... God. Oh, what is happening? We're reading out poor reviews of Portland's Park... The home of Peppa Pig World, a theme park kind of really focused on kids here in the UK.
Think when you say theme park, you have to put little hand quotes around it, air quotes.
Theme park. Yeah. We don't think we've done this before, but even if we have, we've certainly never read out reviews from Google. So if you remember this episode, don't worry, because these are all reviews that we definitely haven't read before. But we're fairly confident we've not done Portland's Park before.
Yeah, it's probably turned out it was like episode 5 or something like that, and we read exactly the same reviews.
Well, we're on Google this time, so we definitely didn't read the same reviews.
Okay, well, I don't know where we would have read them from.
Probably TripAdvisor.
Right, okay.
So sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast.
Each of us has a dream, a heart's desire. It calls to us. And when we're brave enough to listen and bold enough to pursue, that dream will lead us on a journey to discover who we're meant to be. All we have to do is look inside our hearts and unlock the magic.
Stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
I'm going to need to finish my monster off.
That sounds a bit dodgy, Ryan.
Energy drink.
Just an awkward silence as you chug down your energy drink. What could go wrong with that?
Well, talk of chugging a monster. So, Portland's Park, yeah. I remember going here as a kid. I don't know if you've ever been.
Oh, yeah, I've been.
Just last week.
Yeah, well, yeah, obviously.
But, yeah, a lot of like my nieces and nephews over the last few years have been going.
Yeah.
Peppa Pig's obviously really important. We were actually...
Really important.
To kids, you know, to kids.
Popular, right? That's what I mean, popular.
Obviously, what's wrong with me today?
Peppa Pig's really important to everyone. in everyday life.
What's wrong with me today?
Do they get Peppa Pig in the States?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Peppa Pig, if you don't get it in the States... is basically a little cartoon
pig.
Yeah. And it's aimed at, like, I don't know, naught to like four,
maybe five, I guess, preschoolers.
I don't know, we don't have kids, so who knows?
No.
I'm sure when we do, we'll have to endure it.
It's not bad.
I've seen a couple of episodes, yeah. It's alright.
Yeah. It's proper, like, if you watch it, like, laughing at it,
it's fine.
It's good. Yeah.
We actually got invited to a press event here last year.
Yeah.
To get the new revealing some Peppa Pig thing.
Yeah, well, was it Peppa Pig World or was it just a particular ride?
I think it was a particular ride.
Right, okay.
Neither of us were free to make it.
No.
I think if we were, it would have been a bit weird. Because we probably would have been too tall to go on it anyway.
I doubt they have height restrictions, like height limits.
I don't know.
I mean, to be fair, neither of us would probably go over any height limits.
No, that's true. We are quite short. Yeah. But neither of us would be that excited by riding a Peppa Pig attraction by ourselves.
I'm not sure about that, Ryan. Not sure.
But I want to go on next. Move out of my way.
Shoving children beside, like, throwing at their faces.
With our Peppa Pig hats on. Eating rashers of bacon. We thought we'd read out some reviews because it's not the world's most popular theme park here. It's certainly here in the UK. Not that we have any real decent ones outside of probably Alton Towers.
Yeah.
Which I'm going to next week.
Yeah, so we'll hear about that.
We will indeed.
At some point.
Not next week's episode, the week after.
Yeah.
The week after. So a couple of weeks' time, you'll hear my thoughts of Alton Towers on my mini moon.
Your mini moon.
That's what we're calling it.
Okay.
A mini moon.
It's not quite your honeymoon.
It's a mini moon.
Because that's in October.
That's right, yeah. As we talked about last week.
Yeah.
It's our mini moon.
Mini moon. I like that.
Mini moon. That's what I'm going to be singing for 5 hours in the car on the way.
They're going to love you.
We're going on an adventure to my mini moon. Realistically, I'm probably going to get about 3 hours sleep, so yeah. I'm probably just going to be asleep.
Probably. Humming mini moon in your sleep.
Yeah. So the first review is from Latoya Gordon.
What a name.
That is a great name, isn't it? I got on the high swing ride with my daughter, who is 7. The ride operator, Charlie.
Oh, good old Charlie.
Good old Charlie. Did not check the support... Oh, maybe not. Did not check the support bar.
Classic Charlie.
Oh, bloody Charlie. Neither did he mention that my child would need the safety belt. Whilst attaching it to myself, I realised that it wasn't working. So I...
That's just while attaching it myself, not to myself. He's like,
oh, sorry, yeah.
She's like,
yeah.
Screw you, kid. I'm having a safety belt.
That's what I thought. So I signaled to him, showing him the seatbelt. He looked me in the eye, smirked, and pressed the ride. I don't believe that happened.
No, no.
Just looking her right in the eye, laughing, going, you're all going to die. We were high in the air, my daughter wasn't strapped in, and I was signalling Charlie, who continued to ignore us.
Waving, Charlie! Charlie!
Oh, dear. How dare he put my child's safety at risk? This is totally unacceptable, and I won't be returning to this park. I can't read today.
Oh dear!
I can just imagine him looking up at her and just laughing.
I mean, that is classic Charlie. Classic Charlie.
That is absolutely Charlie there. Lijo Jose.
Jesus, these names.
These are some great names today. They say, went with expectations. After all, who doesn't love pepper? quite a lot of people. But right from the entrance, I knew we were in for a rough day. The length of the queues for the rides and rides in ice cream shops are all the place is about. Being at a theme park was so long, a good number of the younger kids in the queues were crying.
I don't think they were crying because the queue is long. No. Kids just cry.
And the rest is great discomfort. Some of the waiting is in the sun, over 30 minutes on average on 19th of April 2019.
I mean, that's not... It's probably not going to be that
hot. Also, yeah, 19th of April, it would have been raining. About 14, 15 degrees.
Yeah.
Centigrade, not for Fahrenheit, for those who are thinking we're freezing our asses off in the UK. Rides are too few and the routes are too short for the number of visitors. I can understand larger rides cost money to build, but I wonder what the exorbitant? That's not a word.
It is a word.
Is it? I think it's spelled wrong, isn't it?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
I wonder what the expensive entry fees are spent on. I mean, the rides, I would imagine.
I mean, you can't build that big rides. It's aimed at very young children.
It is, yeah.
You can't have huge, like, why isn't there a 7-loop coaster? What's going on?
What's going on? I mean, I thought this was Peppa Pig World. She looks like she has fun in the show. Yeah. I'm not having fun at all. Victoria McKee. Are these names just to carry on being brilliant? Really bad experience. I took my daughter to this theme park because she has always wanted to go. When we arrived at the theme park, there was no disabled parking.
Were they disabled?
My daughter is in a wheelchair.
Okay.
And it was extremely hard to get her out of the car.
I can't believe there's no disabled parking.
I don't believe that for a second. No. Like,
everywhere has disabled parking.
I think isn't it like a law?
This was done 3 months ago.
It's like, a law, isn't it?
Definitely disabled parking at Portland's Park. Like,
I'm sure there's a law.
There's disabled parking at supermarkets.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. My daughter is in a wheelchair and it's extremely hard to get out of the car. Everything was going okay until we arrived at Peppa Pig World. A member of staff told my daughter that she couldn't get on the ride because she didn't have a band on. I told her that another member of staff told me that my daughter didn't need a band as you could see she was disabled. She wouldn't let her on the ride. My daughter was so upset that I took her out of Peppa Pig World. The staff member was so horrible to me and daughter. I then asked for a manager and she said, would ice cream make you feel better? Really? I will never be back, and all I can say is that I hope this never happens again to any other families that go. I mean, she could have just got a band.
Yeah, I don't really understand what the band thing is. Like,
I guess it's a disabled band.
Maybe. Yeah, couldn't she just go and get one?
Yeah, here we go. Here at Portland's, we have a separate disabled car park with larger bays that are close to the entrance.
She definitely just drove into the main car park or something like that. I don't know. Maybe they have a completely separate car park.
She said, our car park attendants are aware of this, and should guests ask, they will point them in the right direction. Should there not be car park attendants present, the disabled parking is signposted. However, we can only apologise that this was missed.
I love that. They have to be nice, apart from the fact that she's definitely just missed the signs and she's gone into the regular car park.
Yeah, that's like a nice way of saying, yeah, you just didn't read. Tony Piggott. Oh man. Wow. It's not been a bad name yet.
Names, yeah.
I wonder if he knows Pepper. Knocking you down to one star purely for the way you treat your staff. My son, who works long hours on minimum wage and cycles 14 miles to and from your premises, blimey, unfortunately experienced a flat tyre, and when asked for help was told, for God's sake, I don't need this right now, when all he asked for was to let his parents know he needed assistance to get home. This is a disgusting attitude to have when someone is in need. He'd asked for help because his phone had run out of battery. Although he was eventually given our number for emergency, he has no way of contacting us and was basically left to his own devices.
I mean, couldn't he just ask like another staff member, can I borrow your phone?
Yeah, and also, how does his phone run out of battery? How old is his phone? And also, was he just on it all day when he was at Portland Park working?
So he cycled to work and he got a flat tyre?
Yeah.
And then he couldn't get home?
Couldn't get home.
Right.
Also, why the hell are they letting... sorry, the son's not 14. He cycles 14 miles.
Yeah.
Why would they let their son cycle 14 miles?
Did you think he was 14?
Yeah. It's like, that's working illegally. Yeah. I mean, he must have just been sat on his phone all day at work and his phone's without battery.
Maybe. I guess. Like, or he didn't charge it overnight. Rookie mistake.
That happens. That does happen. Fair play. If it wasn't for the fact that one of his colleagues lent him their phone, my son would be left stranded and his parents left worrying where he was. Feel free to message me to discuss this matter further, as I'm absolutely appalled.
I don't understand. Who did he ask?
I don't know.
Like, who did he ask that said, oh, can I make a phone call? And he's like, for God's sake, I don't need this right now.
Oh dear, that's brilliant. Oh, the next name is some Garrison LaViolette.
What is going on with these names?
The selection of food was horrible. I wanted to eat pork, so I grilled a pig I found. But turns out it was a guy in a costume, and the police came after me.
We like Garrison.
Garrison's that. That's a good review, Garrison.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Braggadocious Moonchild.
You can't even make these up.
No. Terrible selection. Was hoping to find a nice pepper costume to surprise my wife on Valentine's Day. who is a furry. But one of the costumes had people in them. Ended up in the police station because I took the costumes with the people in them. Now I have 3 years in prison starting tomorrow. What a terrible day out. Oh my God. Who'd have thought the reviews of Portland's Park would be so good? The next one's cut from Kalai Anand. Not as amusing, that one, is it?
No. Yeah.
We are just back from Peppa Pig World. It was amazing.
One star.
We travelled with friends and had two kids and a baby. The park was lovely with so many rides for the kids under 1 metre. I even took my baby a few rides. Loads of green spaces, cafes, baby-friendly with endless fun.
I mean, it is aimed at small children, so it's kind of expected to be baby-friendly.
Yeah, you think so, wouldn't you? Yeah. Love to see Peppa and family. They truly brought life to all the characters. The only disappointment was the waiting time for a kid's meal at the Wild restaurant. They said it would be 30 minutes, but it took 1 hour 10 minutes for the food to arrive.
That's quite a long wait.
When asked, the staff were rude and showed up the finger. Showed us the finger? Wished the restaurant was customer friendly. They were just like, get out.
I mean, I can't believe that happened.
I can't believe that someone in the restaurant would just swear at them.
Give them the finger.
No.
Like, when's my food going to arrive?
Ugh. Or they probably went, when's my food arriving? And they just went, 1 minute.
Yeah.
And, like, did the one. Yeah. And she was like, Ivor Mullen says, it was all right. Peppa Pig was too rude and scared my 4-year-old child. They can't talk. Yeah. What was he doing? Or she? What were they doing?
That was brilliant.
Daddy Pig is too touchy, way too close for comfort. I would not recommend this for anyone. Oh my God.
Too touchy.
Daddy Pig's like, ugh, love.
Come get a photo with Daddy.
Who's your daddy? Oh my god, that's horrendous.
That's brilliant. They didn't reply to that one.
No. Maybe daddy.
I mean, what do you say to that?
Daddy pigs on the old reviews. That's why. Just like the response is great memories.
don't know about you. I had a great time.
Bradley Costello says, spent £60 trying to win a teddy throwing a basketball into a hoop that is not round. Asked the attendant to show me the ball fits. He said it does, but I don't have to show you. Absolute rip off these tide stalls. Do not use them. Why would you spend £60?
Just buy one.
I know.
That's nuts. How can you... Does he not know that those games are designed to be difficult? They look easy, but they're designed to be difficult so that you spend £60 trying to win
also,
one.
Also, if my kid was like, oh, I want a teddy bear, I want a teddy bear, I was like, I'll give it a go. Oh, we've lost. Oh, but I really wanted it. We didn't win it.
Like,
we didn't win it, did we? That's life.
Life lesson, love.
I spent £10 on this. I need £50 to buy the latest video game that I want. You had your £10. I'm not spending another £50.
You got your thing, I get mine.
But I didn't get it. Well,
that's life.
That's life, isn't it? Why would you spend £60?
That is brilliant. And he's clearly terrible at it. He's just like throwing the ball in a completely different direction.
I know. Because when you're at Universal, you see those games.
Yeah, yeah.
You do see people win prizes there.
Yeah.
But I don't trust carnies. It's just a...
Carnies, nice. You can't trust those sort of things. Like, they're designed to make you
Yeah, otherwise
fail.
They would not make money.
No.
So, I don't get that. Lenos1980B says, the only attraction I've ever been to where the star is nowhere to be seen. Where's Peppa Pig? A little underwhelming and standing in a queue with no shelter in the blistering heat is not my idea of fun. Where's the extra stalls in the shelter? That was 6 months ago.
Yeah, blistering heat.
6 months ago would have been...
Like November?
November. don't remember any blistering heat in November.
No, I think it was fairly cold in November.
Rene Reed says... these names. Great place to go with the kids, but there's not even one water fountain to drink from in the entire park. So I kept having to go to a kiosk to get water bottle refilled on a hot day. So much for their green efforts, which are so publicly displayed on a huge board at the exit. But they'll happily sell you a bottle of water if you want it. Right? She said she went to a kiosk to get the water bottle refilled.
Yeah.
How is that not green?
Yeah. It's not like they're saying, nope, can't refill it, you've got to buy a new one.
Yeah. They literally were refilling a bottle for you. I don't understand.
What was the response to that?
We'd like to assure you that we take our responsibility to the environment very seriously at Portland, as detailed on our corporate responsibility page of our website. With regards to water fountains refill stations, we have not put these into the park for a whole host of reasons, some practical and others due to the fact that we believe they can cause other hazards. As you've mentioned, as well as bottled water, which is available to purchase from our outlets, we are pleased to fill empty water containers or bottles with tap water from any of our catering outlets within Crested.
Seems reasonable.
Yeah, I don't see a problem with that. I think she's just being fussy. One star for the park because she had to ask for water bottles.
Because there were no water fountains.
What is people's problem? Next one's from Robbie Smith. They're all very happy to direct us orderly into the park, but be prepared for an hour of dodgems when you try and leave the car park. The park itself is great for the kids, though. So he's left one star review because he struggled to get out of the car park.
Yeah, because it was busy leaving.
Yeah. Alex Williams says, I would say the place is very good to cater for all ages, but I have given one star as my 5-year-old niece was turned away from seeing Peppa Pig by a very rude member of staff.
I'm going to say that's rude
member of staff, yeah.
Yeah.
At Peppa Pig World at a meet and greet slot. She was over from France and just wanted a photo.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah. Excuse me, you're French?
Get out, Frenchie.
But was prevented by a rude member of staff. Yes, we were there at 5:25, but still turned away. Shut 5.
Do you have to get like a time slot to meet Peppa Pig then?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what they say to that.
I like how they focus in on that. Oh, we were pleased to hear that you like the fact that it caters for all ages.
Yeah. I don't know. Doesn't say. They don't really
get it. It's got to be a job, isn't it, to reply to these reviews.
I mean, the majority of people are just idiots.
Yeah.
They're just
most
like
of the time, like rating it one star because of the car park was busy leaving.
And one star because you had to get asked to get your water refilled.
Yeah.
It's like, are you serious? Like, how much water is wasted from a water fountain? And people, it's just usually they're leaking. People just like press it until it goes cold.
Yeah.
Like,
or they're like, sometimes people do some weird stuff with water fountains, like put their entire mouth over the piece. It's like, that's not hygienic.
It's like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Why are you doing this? Lauren Holden says, I had a terrible hotel experience using Porton's Extras. Do not use Porton's Extras to book accommodation.
I don't know what Porton's Extras is.
No idea. Always book directly with a hotel you have scoped and gauged for yourself. I mean, that's common knowledge, isn't it? That's common knowledge. Extremely unsatisfactory customer care service with the complaint process.
They spell care with like that little apostrophe over the E.
No, they haven't. Oh, no. Just
there's a bit of grit on Ryan's screen.
That's brilliant. With very little aftercare. I mean, she's given no context.
Yeah, she's given no context as to what the actual problem was. She just had a bad experience.
Oh, dear. Doville Basilite.
Wow, another clanger.
I imagine he talks a bit like, hey, oh, my name's Doville Basilite.
No, it's Deville.
Deville, actually. When's your Deville day? The worst experience ever. My partner got accused of threatening a staff member. He called security. We believe he'd done that because I asked for his name and told him I'd be putting in a complaint due to him being very rude and unprofessional.
Hang on, so my partner got accused of threatening a staff member?
Yes.
Right,
threatening, okay. Yes. Our family then got chased down by park security, which frightened my 2 and 3-year-old. Get out of here, sunshine!
Just imagine them running through the park being chased by security.
I'm sure if they'd just stood in place.
Peppa Pig in a police outfit.
With a baton.
Yeah.
I'm sure if they'd stood there and waited for security to talk to them, it would have been fine. Duty manager's only interest was the staff member, and he kept saying his staff were very upset, didn't care about us, the customers, and all the little kids whose dad was getting harassed.
When you have these reviews, you really... I can't trust them.
No, no way.
Because like,
it's one-sided, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it's one-sided. They don't say what actually happened. They just said, my wife was accused of threatening staff members. And yet, you kind of imagine the staff are going to be more reasonable than the customers.
Yeah. Once we told our side of the story, they told us to go and enjoy our day. After, it was already ruined. I made a complaint through emails and asked for a refund of our tickets, and they simply said no. We spent £200 at the park. Tickets, food, and souvenirs.
Souvenirs?
I'm whistling more and more as I do this voice. Our family expected to have a nice day out, which was ruined. Asking for a refund on the tickets is not a lot to ask for. Mm. The last email was even ignored to no response. Avoid this place, no point putting money in their pockets when they don't even think of their customers. Then you complain to customer service and they don't deal with it properly. There are other theme... I can't do the voice now, it's getting worse.
It's falling apart just as it ends.
There are other theme parks that are much... sound more like Sylvester from the Looney Tunes. There are other theme parks that are much better than this one. Taking this matter to court.
Taking it to court? Seriously?
Doville Basilite will not take this matter lightly.
Why would you take... On what grounds are you taking it to court?
I don't know.
Like, there was a misunderstanding. Whatever happened... There's no context. Whatever happened, there was a misunderstanding. And it was dealed with.
Yeah.
And they were, let to go out on with their day.
Exactly.
And now they want a refund because of that.
Yeah, I don't get it.
How can you take that to court? Like,
I don't know. They said no. I mean, they're entitled to do that.
Yeah.
Next one's from Margaret Moody.
Wow.
These are some great names. I don't think we've ever had an episode with this many great names.
Yeah.
Disappointing. Took my kids to Portons for a rare treat and was... One time of the year that she allows them out of the house. And was gutted some rides were not running or were having technical difficulties. On previous visits, I'd gone on the edge and to my kids' embarrassment, had to use a double belt. As I'm quite big boned and the belt wouldn't go all the way over. Why are her kids embarrassed about
quite
that?
Quite big boned.
So she's fat?
Yeah.
I was adamant not to make a show of myself and the kids, so I've lost 5 stone in the last year. Oh my God. 5 stone in a year is a lot.
I lost 5 stone to go to Peppa Pig World.
Hey, Darlene, we're going out to Portman's Park. I gone lost some weight. I've lost like 5 stone in the last year, so I can go, so I can enjoy going on the rides, and my kids not cry in shame. Cry in shame.
Oh dear.
The edge was closed. All the effort for now. I mean, don't think of your health. Don't think of your health. Why have you lost weight? To extend your lifespan?
Nope. No.
To go on the edge at Portman's Park. So my kids don't cry in shame. Oh dear, Margaret Moody.
Oh no.
Oh dear. Ah. Oh. Why and how can they do this to people? Ruined my whole day. The other big ride was a hit, and sorry, the other big ride was a hit and miss, and was going on the wonk, and the jumping bean had vanished. What's she talking about?
I don't know.
Sort it out, Portons. It's not all about Pepper Bloody Pig. Most kids are over 7 and want big rides. They don't give a toss about pigs no more. Never again. Stick it.
Oh, that's the best review ever.
I think that's the best review we might have ever read.
They can't reply to it because they're still laughing.
So I just love it that she's like, I've lost 5 stone to go on this one ride. Nothing to do with her health.
No. Or her children.
No.
But it was closed. Oh, no. Oh, I'm literally crying. Oh.
Oh, Margaret.
Margaret Moody. Oh, coincidentally, everywhere else she's reviewed a restaurant.
They are the restaurants and news agents.
McDonald's. There you go.
KFC. She's reviewed a news agent. It's probably where she buys her fags.
Yeah.
KFC, McDonald's, a diner. Oh, dear. Oh, bloody hell.
Oh, my God.
I want to meet Margaret. I really do.
I reviewed the diner, but it wasn't all you can eat. Very disappointed.
That is the best review we've ever... I don't think we've ever laughed that much on the podcast before. I've got a tear coming out of my eye.
Oh, my God. Whew. Margaret Moody. Brilliant.
Margaret Moody. I wish she'd review... I mean, we should just get in contact with her and tell her to review every theme park.
I mean, I'm kind of surprised she didn't review the restaurants at Peppa Pig World.
Yeah. Bacon wasn't great. Sue Millard says, to my grandson... It took my grandson for his second birthday. My daughter stepped outside to pop to get his jumper from the car and was then refused entry back in because a member of staff on the exit hadn't stamped her hand, even though she walked past him to get out. Both the security guard and the man on the door stamping refused to let her in. They were extremely rude, even when I showed up, with our entry ticket, which I quite clearly showed I'd paid for us all to get in. My daughter burst into tears and was so upset. In the end, I had to go to guest services, who spoke with the security guard and asked him if he'd seen her leave the exit of the park. He confirmed he had, and changed his attitude and let her back in. By then it was too late. Our day was ruined. Absolutely disgusted that both these members of staff saw her go out and refused to let her in, even when I produced evidence that I'd had her 2-year-old son with me. He could see his mum was getting distressed because she was so upset. Will not be visiting again. Wow. There you go.
What can you say to that?
What can you say? Next one's from Chris Rafferty. Brilliant.
Another one. Yep.
We was told that laughed like a box of chocolate. We was told that our complaint was the first they'd ever had heard of such a complaint before. But after looking on here, that was clearly a lie.
I'm intrigued now.
We took our daughter to Peppa Pig World, and after paying £68, queuing for 3 hours to get on 2 rides, we called it a day and decided to leave. We entered the park at 12:30 and left at 3:30. On exit, we spoke to a member of staff who told us by the time we had entered, they should have known the number of people in the park and we should have been warned of queuing times when purchasing our tickets. Each ride had a 45 to 55 minute queue. We was not.
I mean, that's kind of on you. You turned up at 12:30.
Yeah.
You weren't even going to get a full day worth. I don't know what time it closes, but presumably it's not open late.
Half five, six, I think.
Yeah, it's like, that's on you if you've turned up halfway through the day.
Yeah.
It's going to be busy.
Get there for nine, don't you? Yeah. Get there for nine or ten, whenever it opens. Some screaming coming from the next room.
I'm sure it's fine.
We'll carry on. She told us to go to guest services when we were given, where we was given an email address. We emailed them about the experience. We had asked for tickets to return to the park when it was less busy, or a refund, that's paying £68 for two rides and hours of queuing was a lot. We got the same standard reply that he replied to all these reviewers. Changing the customizes section they fill in. Enter poor response to customer complaint, followed by asking you to come back to the park, but not saying sorry for the day you had here, but some tickets, please visit us again and have a better experience. Not saying you can have discounted tickets on your on your next visit to the park. Nope. Just come visit us again after your rubbish day and pay again. Clearly I've had too many complaints and I'm losing too much. I definitely won't be visiting again. And this review... I just lost where I am.
Yeah, I can't see it either.
Oh, there we go. I don't know when visiting again. And this review is just the start of warning everyone not to bother. More important part reviews coming soon on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. Watch out, this man's on a serious...
I mean, they're not going to give you... You're not going to give you free tickets.
That's like us going to Disney World and going, excuse me, I had to wait 5 hours to go on Smuggler's Run in Galaxy's Edge, so I want my money back. It's like, you know what you're getting into. You're going into a theme park.
Yeah, it's like, and you turned up middle of the day.
Yeah.
That's completely on you.
Completely, yeah.
They didn't even stay to the end. They easily could have stayed to the end. It was their choice to leave at 3:30. Because it was busy. It's like, well, what do you expect?
Exactly. Carol Skain says...
I love the response to this.
Overexpensive in every way.
And yet they've managed to reply this, saying, like, thank you for taking the time to write a review.
Yeah.
It's like, literally, that would have taken about 30 seconds.
Andrew Linford Garcia.
Wow.
Wow, that's a good name. Booked a short break. Dates of hotel stays are inflexible and very expensive than booking direct. Unable to book tickets direct and only using hotel break dates and forced to book inconvenient dates. No idea what he just said.
No.
Booked break and had message of packages no longer available. But HX Payments Portland Park took the money and I had to fight to get it back. Literally no idea what you just said, mate.
Yeah, I don't really understand. You kept talking about dates. Like, what is going on?
Yeah, no idea.
Colin
Hall. Summer Pack says, hated it, waste of time and money.
that's definitely just a copy and paste response from the previous one.
Yeah. Marie Link says, yeah, to charge a 4-year-old child, and this is a Nintendo reference for those.
Okay, I did not get
to that. Charge a 4-year-old child an adult price just because she's over 1 meter tall is beyond disgraceful.
Well, a 4-year-old child over 1 meter?
Giant child.
Yeah. Isn't that like, a meter's like...
A meter? A meter's like a meter.
Anyway, yeah. It's just over 98 centimetres.
Yeah. We've definitely not encouraged other parents to take their children.
I mean, the thing is, you can't expect them to charge significantly less for children because it's a park aimed at children.
Exactly, like, yeah.
That's their main audience. It's kind of like Disney. Disney don't give a lot of discount. I don't think the child prices... Well, the child prices don't apply... they apply to quite a young age, don't they?
Mm.
Like, I think children of a very, very young age get them for free, do they?
At Disney?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's below three?
Yeah,
which is, like, really young, isn't it? And you think, well, that's to be expected because it's a mostly aimed at children.
Yeah.
Particularly Magic Kingdom, you know, that sort of thing. So what do you expect?
Exactly. Alex Wobble Holtham.
Oh, my God.
Says, recommended by Richard Fallop. Falmer Holton. Are you related? Okay. The Peppa Pig ride safety bars were broken by Alex Falmer Holton, and this caused my son to break his fourth chin.
What?
What's a fourth chin? What's a fourth chin?
Is that a thing, or is that just a...
Fourth chin.
I don't think that's a thing.
Fourth chin's not a thing. So, does your son have four chins and he broke one? I mean, that's a good thing, isn't it? I
don't understand.
There should be safety bar checks every day, especially if the Holtons have been there. The damn gingers break everything. They even raid fridges. What?
I don't understand. Like, I'm assuming that's a hyphenated... They haven't included a hyphen, but there's. I'm assuming there's a hyphen in that surname. So, Alex Wobble Holton.
I'm assuming he's saying someone he knows went
yeah.
and caused the...
presumably a relative.
Safety bars, yeah.
Presumably a relative because they've got hyphenated surnames. Yeah.
They caused the safety bars to break because they're too fat and they're ginger, apparently.
Okay.
And then his son went on it and broke his fourth chin.
I don't understand this review.
I don't get it.
I mean, it's obviously...
It's obviously fake.
It's, yeah, but I don't understand.
I don't get it, no. Rob Stevens, Stian, said, my 5-year-old daughter had to wait over an hour and a half just to get on the Peppa Pig ride and on the dinosaur ride, 1 hour and 25 minutes in total. Me and my partner and daughter only managed to get on 5 rides for the whole day, which is totally unacceptable, an overpriced and a complete rip-off on the owners, exactly know what they're doing, lining their pockets and letting children have to wait such a long time in terrible conditions in the heat just for a ride that lasts a few minutes, totally unacceptable and unfair on every child that has to go through that endurance. Yes, they pay to come in, but expect better because there is not enough rides in the park. If there are more rides, there will be less queues. The entrance fees are totally unacceptable and overpriced completely for children to make a lot of queuing, especially in the heat and conditions. It's pure mugs gaming with the children and adults alike are being treated in such a totally unacceptable, never again to go through that, to let your child have to wait in such a long queue for a ride that lasts 3 to 4 minutes.
Use punctuation.
There's no full stop there at all, or comma. Oh.
Oh my god.
In short, in case you missed some of that, overpriced and long waiting lines.
Yeah, they got on 5 rides throughout the day.
That's pretty good.
That's not too bad. That's pretty good. Like when was that reviewed?
A year ago.
Well, you know, summertime.
Summer, yeah.
Yeah. Probably busy.
I'm writing to you, says Charles Saunders. I'm writing you to raise an issue about theme park at Pordens Park on April the 1st, 2018.
Wow, this guy's pretty formal.
He is. Came to Pordens Park today with my family for Easter holiday. I have back problem and find it very hard standing for long periods of time.
That's not a good start to go to a theme park.
No. And called the park before coming to confirm. I need an easy access pass, told to bring a letter to confirm this. I did this only to be told that it has to be a long-term illness that can get this asked to see the manager. Waited for him to arrive, only to be told there's nothing he can do. Asked for a refund, he said no. So I've been paid in, did not want to waste money and ruin my kids' day, so I had to queue all day, so upset, it ruined our day. To make things worse, we were stopped by security on the way out of the park because my daughter was holding a toy she got free with her kids' meal. We bought it in the park, we explained it came free with the kids' meal, and then told to wait, she confirmed this with our manager. This was in the shop, by the way. We spoke with Ben, the manager, who told it's fine, we're free to go, lol. Never been so humiliated in my life, what a show up. We're posting the review on every website I can to let others aware of the worst day of my life. Shame on Portwoods Park. Also contacting the Advice Bureau for advice on compensation. God.
So
again, no punctuation at all there.
So he had a bad back.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a long-term illness.
No.
So he wasn't allowed a disabled pass.
Yeah.
That seems fair enough to me.
Yeah.
Like, he's just woken up with a bad back.
Exactly, yeah.
And then his daughter, they were in a shop and his daughter was carrying a toy.
Yeah.
And they basically said... Hang on, have you paid for that?
Yeah. And he probably got aggro.
Yeah. Doesn't seem unreasonable.
Alan Samsung says, poor security, beware thief operating on site. My relatives had camera stolen 3 days ago. Security cameras don't cover all the site. Very poor.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Surname Samsung, he's like advertising for Samsung security cameras.
Yeah, he's like, well, what you should get is the T3000, which is a fantastic series of cameras.
You'd have no blind spots with that.
No, you get every angle of the park, even the toilets.
Trust me.
It's one of your relatives here. Mike Ellis says, no concessions for children under a metre tall get in free. Over a metre in height, you pay full adult price. Mancy, you greedy man.
Mancy.
I'm assuming he must be the owner. Even the owner's got a great name.
Is that the actual owner of Portland's Park? Mancy. Mancy Paulton.
Oh, Mancy.
Oh.
Ashley Crocker says, never been. 1 star.
That's a response. Thank you for taking the time to time and trouble to leave a review.
Home of Peppa Pig World. We're surprised to learn of your 1-star review of the park and note that you have not visited. We do... We do hope we may be able to welcome you in the future and you may be able to leave a higher star review once visited. Well, they are not good at answering reviews, are they?
No. I mean, that's ridiculous though, isn't it? Like,
that's stupid. Kukul Jansi says, I do not want these things near my kids. What, theme parks?
Peppa Pigs?
Peppa Pigs?
I don't understand.
I don't get it. What else we got? Such a bad start. All rides kids want to go on. Not open park opens at 10, but rides don't. Second time I've spent a lot of money getting in, disappointed.
What?
Scott Hills says, my daughter saw one of your staff members and screamed her head off because you had a beard down to your ankles. Wow. I mean, that's not his problem, is it?
I mean, I can't believe that anyone would have a beard down to their ankles.
No.
And why is that a problem with the parks if your child doesn't like people with beards?
Also, four people have liked that. So four people have found that useful. Well, yes, yep. my child doesn't like beards, yes, either. It's like,
best not bring them here.
Like, just teach your child that people with beards aren't scary, like, horrible people. And I think you'd be all right.
Yeah, I don't think you... Like, are they saying that, oh, people who work at Portland's Park should not have beards? One star.
Maybe it's like the old Disney rule, wasn't it? That you weren't allowed to have facial hair.
Yeah.
So maybe he got confused. He was like, that man's got a long beard. And then just slapped his child. Look, like, she's crying.
He's like, cover your eyes, children, cover your eyes.
He's got a beard. Kelly often says, I love Portland's Park. One star.
Kelly doesn't understand the rating system.
Kelly doesn't understand Google.
Kelly's thick.
Yeah. Don't be like Kelly. Serena Farias says, I never went to Peppa Pig World and I do not hear it.
I do not hear it. What? She's got a little, like, sad. I don't understand.
Saint Me 73 says, don't go on a weekend, and customer service department is far from customer friendly. No context whatsoever.
No.
Guadalupe Garcia says, because I like playing with Peppa Pig World. Okay.
I mean, what does that even mean?
Next one from Leslie.
Hey, who we should say is a local guide.
Local guide, Leslie Bibadada. Says, one star, Portland's Park.
Brilliant.
Which they responded to, saying, thanks for taking the time and trouble to leave a review.
Hey, what's that? What does it say? We truly appreciate and value all reviews received. She said, Portland's Park.
Yeah.
That was it.
Philip Anderson just says, rubbish, one star. Yvonne Bailey, it is loud.
Oh, God.
It is loud.
What are these people thinking?
Carla Melissa Cemental Galdino says, that father be here.
It's been translated by Google.
Raphael Cruz says, love paper.
Oh my God, what's going on with these reviews?
The original says love pepper. Well, and Google translated that to love paper.
But he still reviewed it one star.
I know, I don't understand.
I don't get it.
People just don't understand how to use Google, do they?
The weird thing is, all these reviews at the top are quite detailed, and they're going down, they're less detailed.
Yeah.
But it's still ordered by lowest rating, I don't get it.
Those are all the one star reviews with any kind of context whatsoever.
Oh my God, yeah, they just get worse and worse.
Yeah, there's like one star, there's people going,
and people saying, I love Peppa Pig World, and then voting one star.
So I think
you would be really annoyed if you operated this park and you get all these reviews of people saying, oh, it's great, and then they give it one star.
You'd have to go to Google and be like, come on.
Yeah, like you'd have to say to them, like, really? Like, you can't be using this.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, to be fair, overall the park's got 4.6 out of 5.
Yeah.
Just under 7,000 reviews. So it's got pretty good reviews overall.
But there are some clangers in there, aren't there?
Those are possibly some of the best ones you've ever come across.
Yeah.
I think Google could be a great source for... Because we said we were going to repeat some of the old parks Google.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be some good two-parters when it comes to some of the bigger parks, like Epcot, Magic Kingdom.
If they're based on like this, anything like this. Oh my God.
It seems that people that leave reviews on Google are a lot thicker than the ones on TripAdvisor, which is a ground for us recovering old episodes, I think.
I mean... What was her name? Margaret. Margaret Moody.
Margaret Moody. Best.
Let's just hope that she's been to some other parks as well.
I think we should pay for her to go to the other parks.
Yeah. We need to get in touch with her.
Just send her a GoPro.
Margaret, we got a great idea.
Please, Margaret, take your family here. and do make sure you lose your 5 stone.
Yeah. I mean, do you reckon she's put it on since?
Probably, she's not going back, is she?
She's just like, screw it. I'm putting it back on.
Back in the news agents for their packet of 40 the next day.
Back at KFC. It'd be brilliant if those reviews were dated.
All in the same day.
Just after Portland's Park.
That would be incredible, wouldn't it? So thank you very much for listening to this week's show.
And thank you, Margaret.
And thanks, Margaret, for giving us perhaps the best review we've ever read out.
Yeah.
Do go and find us on iTunes. Rate us 5 stars. Leave us your comments. We will read through those and read them out as and when we see them. Go and find us on all the socials. We are Theme Park Trader, and you can find us on YouTube now as well. Just search for Theme Park Trader. We're going to be going back to our live shows very shortly. I'm getting married this Saturday is when this episode goes out. So not the Saturday coming, but the Saturday afterwards, or at least that weekend, we should be going back to like a more regular schedule on our live shows. So either you can catch them live on Facebook, or we will be on YouTube shortly afterwards. So thank you very much for listening, and we will see you again next week.
Ah, there you are. And just in time, there's a little matter I forgot to mention. Beware of hitchhiking ghosts. They have selected you to fill our quota, and they'll haunt you until you return.